It's the Full Force Newsburst, brought to you by GeneralsJoesReborn.com with me, Christopher McLeod, aka Diagnostic 80. Here are all the relevant details from the Goldman Sachs 30th Annual Communacopia Conference. Earlier today, Hasbro spoke at the Goldman Sachs 30th Annual Communacopia Conference. Bit of a mouthful, isn't it? In attendance were CEO Brian Goldner, CFO Deb Thomas, and E1 CEO Darren Throop. HisTank reported on all the important parts relating to G.I. Joe, including aspects such as product delays, Hasbro movie releases, and even more entertainment to come. Goldner discussed the fact that Hasbro have been struggling with the issues caused by continuing global events and explained that a number of products will be pushed up a quarter from late 2021 to early 2022, and that it may have an effect going forward. He did not specify which toys would be affected, but I wouldn't bet against G.I. Joe being involved in that. It's not all bad news, however, as they have also seen a gradual ease in the situation, with Hasbro trying every trick in the book, including the usage of additional ports to circumnavigate the problems. E1 CEO Darren Throop also spoke in regards to the pandemic, explaining that E1 will evaluate Hasbro movie releases on a case-by-case basis. Some will see release theatrically with a shorter theatrical window as opposed to the usual 90 days before hitting home video, and some will directly shift to streaming. He also confirmed that Transformers: Rise of the Beasts and the upcoming Dungeons & Dragons movie will also see a theatrical release, but did not elaborate on the release window period of 90 versus 45 days. However, he did state that a shorter window would actually benefit merchandise sales. Goldner added that more entertainment content is on the way for properties such as Transformers, G.I. Joe, My Little Pony, and Risk. We didn't really need Crystal Ball to predict much of that, but it is very positive to hear that more content is on its way for G.I. Joe, and that they are trying to navigate the current climate in the best possible way. We have almost become accustomed to delays now, and I fully understand why that is the case, so a small shift along isn't really going to make much of a difference in the grand scheme. I'm also hopeful that G.I. Joe gets a streaming series next, just to see how it works in that format. I, for one, would love to see these characters getting a much longer story arc in order to develop, and the upcoming Lady J option on Amazon could be a great opportunity to do that. I'm also extremely excited for the animated series that's on the cards. Hopefully we get to see something from that very soon, which would be another good option for Paramount Plus G.I. Joe content. That's all the relevant information from the Corn on the Cob conference. We all go through this in more detail on the weekly this Saturday, but for now, I've talked myself into having Corn on the Cob. That's it for this installment of the Full Force Newsburst. Make sure to like, comment, and subscribe. See you next time, and as always, Full Force. Make sure you get involved with the discussion by liking, sharing, and commenting on these videos, and as always, you can keep up with the show after listening by following on Twitter at The Full Force, liking the Facebook page, facebook.com/TheFullForce, and if you would like to contact the show, you can message us on either of those platforms with feedback and questions. We also have a Patreon page, so if you want to show your support for the show, see your name up in lights on these videos, or enjoy exclusive bonus content, then check out patreon.com/TheFullForcePodcast or click on the link on any of the posts this podcast appears in. Full Force.